Good morning, ladies. I'm so happy to be here with you this morning, mostly because God just has given me a love for other women. Older, younger, my same age, He's just given me a passion. And so I'm thankful to be able to share with you this morning. And you want to know what's the most stressful thing about being up here? Is that I found out right before I came out that before they turn it on so you can hear me, they can still hear me back there. And to sing, you don't want to hear me sing, right? Yeah. All right, so let's start with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before You this morning, so thankful to be together, to be in this room where we can make crafty things all for Your glory, where we can share with one another and just experience Your love through our sisters in Christ. And I pray that You would just speak through me this morning and that each woman would hear through Your Holy Spirit what You intend for her to hear. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Most of you know, or some of you know, that I'm married to a retired Navy guy. And so we've kind of lived several different places. And when he first got in the Navy, we went to a small church in Virginia Beach. And there was a secretary there, one little church secretary, and her name was Rosa Dowdy. She was not Hispanic, but her name was Rosa. And she was an older lady. And I always thought that she seemed like an older lady, and now I realized she, as I was preparing for this, that she's probably about the age I am now. But she used to, remind the pastor of where he needed to be, meetings he needed to go to, don't forget this, remember that. And sometimes he would have forgotten, and sometimes he'd get a little irritated, and he'd say, Rosa, I know that. You already told me that. And she would just say, repetition pierces the dullest intellect. And I think that God looks at us the same way. Because if you look through the Bible, if it's important, He repeats it over and over. Verily, verily, I say unto you. How many prophets did He have to send? The same message. You know, we just don't get it. It takes a while before we get it. So I think in 1 John, he was the same way. The Holy Spirit was repetitive through him in this epistle, because some of the things I'm going to talk about today, Lenya has already touched on in her teachings, and they'll come up again as we go through this whole series. But I think it's important, and that's why it keeps coming up again and again, because we just have to keep hearing it until we get it. The first recorded words of God in the Bible are, let there be light. So light is something really important to Him. And today I want to talk about two different ways to shine the light. I like to make a little slide so that you kind of know where we're going. If somebody's going to talk, I like to know, how long is this going to be? So what I can tell you is that it's not very long. You can see, it's simple. Two things, inwardly and outwardly. So I'll touch on the inwardly first. He wants to shine His light into our hearts and show us what's in there that He wants to fix. About in Ephesians 5:13, it says, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. And have you ever really thought about that? What it would look like in your heart if everything were really visible. I mean, I think for somebody to have to listen to me sing is bad, but to really look in there and see that, it's not going to be a pretty picture. About 20 years ago, I had a dream. And if a dream sticks with you for 20 years, you know that's a pretty powerful dream. Lots of times I wake up and I knew I had a dream, but I can't even remember it all. The dream involves shoes, because if God wants to get my attention, He knows to bring shoes into the picture. I could tell you the shoes I had when I went to kindergarten. I still think they were a good choice. But so at that time in my life, I was looking for a specific pair of shoes. And I found a picture. I updated it a little because it was 20 years ago. You wouldn't like the shoes that I was looking for then, now. But I had in my mind that if I could find this pair of shoes, my life would be better. Because I had all these outfits that were just, you know, they were good outfits, but they just didn't have the right shoes. And if you don't have the right shoes, you're sunk, you know? It wrecks the whole outfit. And so everywhere I went, I would look for the shoes that were in my mind. And no designer was smart enough to make them yet. And so in this dream, I had been looking for months, literally months, for these shoes. And in this dream, I'm looking for the shoes still in the dream. And I find myself in a department store. And you know how they have the big sale racks? Like, you know, your size here, 6.5, 7, 7.5, you know what I'm talking about. And so I was looking on those racks, and I saw right in front of me the perfect shoes. And I was like, ah, look, there they are. I'm so excited. And I was shopping with some girls who I knew from my church, but they weren't in the room with me. And I thought, I got to show them. But I'm like, I pick them up and I start to look at the shoes. And I'm like, I can't really see them very well. I think they're right. And then I'm like, well, I look over and there's a door to another room in the store. And I realize it's dark in the room where I am. And in this other room, it's light. And my girlfriends are in there. So I thought, I'll take the shoes in there and show them to her and see if they like them. So I go in there, and when I get into the well-lit room, the shoes are not at all what I had in mind. They were not what had appeared. And I got a picture, the closest I could find to as nasty as these shoes were. They were dry rotted. They were mold. There was green mold on these shoes. If you had tried to put them on your feet, they would have just fallen right off of your feet. They would have done no good at all. And as I stood in this well-lit room with my girlfriends, I'm like, these shoes, I wish I didn't even have them. I wish I hadn't touched them. I knew my hands would smell from touching them. I just wanted to get rid of them. And, you know, like in a dream, it's hard to express just how horrifying it was to me that these shoes were like this. And so when I woke up, I thought, that's how sin is in our lives. When we're in that dark room and we find it, we think, this is the perfect thing. This will make all my outfits work. And then you take it into the light and you show it to your girlfriends, and all of a sudden, it's not what you thought it was at all. And you wish you had never touched it. And so a couple of weeks ago when we were, I think it was our first lesson in 1 John, I wanted to share just a passage with you because I think it parallels this dream. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. So when I was in that room where it was dark and I didn't realize it was dark, that wasn't God. It was all dark in there. And there is no darkness in him. There's no deception in him. In the darkness of that room, I was deceived to think that those shoes were good. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and we do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And I thought, when I went into that room where the light was, that's where my girlfriends were too. So not only could I see, not only was the deception gone, but I was with my girlfriends. I wasn't alone with all that ugliness. And he doesn't leave us alone like that. And I thought, not only does he not leave us alone, he made a way for us not to have to stay dirty like that. Because the verse, the follow-up, you know, my dream kind of ended there. That was it, with the dirty shoes in my hand. But this passage says, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So he made a way out. So I just think, as we think about shining the light inside us, sometimes it might be your first time to let the light shine inside of you. It's an easy thing. You just have to accept it. And you might not want to see what's in there, but you're not alone to have to look at it. And you don't have to leave it that way. So don't be afraid to do it. If you're here today and you haven't ever let Jesus' light shine in your heart, find your small group leader. Find a girlfriend sit next to you. Tell somebody that you want to let the light shine into your heart. Because it can happen just right now. It doesn't have to wait even a minute. The second way is to let the light shine out. And I thought about this too, that like the Bible even talks about that your feet will be fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So you don't have to have the ugly shoes. You have feet that are fit, ready for the gospel. And beautiful are the feet of those that bring good news. And I think that is an exciting thing too, because I've always wished I had beautiful feet. I think that's why I try to buy beautiful shoes, to cover up the feet. But if you are bringing the good news, your feet are beautiful. It says so right there. And so the way we're going to look at the second way, the outward way, is exciting too, because it has to do with our craft today. And can everybody see? This is what we're going to make. I'm just going to hold this up real quickly. And there'll be different versions of how you can do it. But I just want to tell you what I want you to think about as you're making this craft and as you take it home. Jesus says, no one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, they put it in its stand so that those who come in may see the light. So he's telling us what he expects us to do with that light once it's inside of us. He expects us to shine it out to other people. And there's ways you can do that. And I was just thinking, ask the Holy Spirit who he would like you to give this to. And for that person, just pray for them. Pray for them while you make it. After you make it, take it home. And sit it in a windowsill where you might see it, or by the kitchen sink, by the bathroom sink, on your nightstand, wherever you might be likely to see this, and actually pray for that person. And I thought it was interesting, too, because as I was preparing for this today, and I was thinking about praying for everyone, I had just this old scrap of paper that I pulled out of my Bible, and I stuck it in here to, you know, save my spot. And then last night when I looked on the back of it, it was notes from one of Skip's sermons. And it says, when you pray, it's like bringing out the big guns, like Indiana Jones with the whip guy. That's why Satan will do anything to keep us from actually praying. So let this little light bulb remind you to actually pray for this person. Because to let the light shine into somebody's life, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. That's not our work. We can assist him. We can be a carrier for that. We can bring the Holy Spirit to somebody. We can lead them there. But when the light is actually going to shine in their life, that is going to be the Holy Spirit. Pray that he will prepare their hearts to hear what you have to say. And pray that he'll give you what to say. And I was thinking, what actually could we do? We could attach this to a celebration of light is coming up. It's a perfect little thing to put. You can put an invitation to Celebration of Light with it. You might want to save up and actually buy them a ticket to Celebration of Light. I think they're only like $20 this year. It's a pretty good deal. So you might actually give them a ticket. Or it might be the sort of thing where you just want to give them an invitation to come and have coffee at your house, or tea and cookies, or just pray what it should be for that particular person and when it should happen. and then actually do it. God said, let there be light. And Jesus told us to put it on a stand. And it made me think of that little song that you sing when you're a kid, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm not going to sing it for you. And it says, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let me just close this in prayer. Jesus, I just ask that you would speak to us through your Holy Spirit today as we make these lights, that we would have a good time making them, that we would talk to each other and fellowship with one another, that we would let our lights shine in that way, even as we're just with one another. And that it would go beyond that to women who aren't in this room today, who you would bring into your fold and you would clean up through your light and save through your light. I thank you for your word that you preserve for us and that you teach us through your Holy Spirit what you have for us each day. We just bring all of this to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.